As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you're feeling overwhelmed by the constant buzz of notifications and that insatiable urge to check your phone every 5 seconds, well, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into mindfulness techniques because, let's be honest, sometimes our minds need a little TLC just as much as our bodies do. You ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive? Like it's constantly playing a frantic game of ping-pong between thoughts, worries, and that endless stream of information bombarding us from the digital world. Yeah, I get it. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and forget how to just be present. But here's the cool part. Mindfulness isn't some mystical, unattainable thing reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a practice anyone can learn, and trust me, it's like hitting the reset button on your mental game. So, what are we talking about? We're gonna unpack 5 incredible mindfulness techniques that you can sprinkle into your day, even if you only have a few minutes to spare. First up, deep breathing. It sounds basic, but seriously, taking those slow, deliberate breaths can do wonders for calming your nervous system and centering yourself. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your internal monologue and giving yourself a moment to breathe. Next, we've got body scan meditation. This one involves paying attention to different parts of your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure, whatever you feel. It's like taking a mental tour of your physical self, bringing awareness to the present moment. Ever notice how tension can build up in your shoulders or your jaw when you're stressed? Well, body scan meditation can help release that tension and bring a sense of relaxation. Then there's mindful walking. No need to hike up Mount Everest. You can do this anywhere during your lunch break, around the block, even just pacing your living room. The key is to pay attention to each step, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the movement of your legs, and the sights and sounds around you. It's like giving your senses a mini vacation from the digital world. Let's not forget about mindful eating. This one's all about savoring every bite of your meal, the flavors, textures, aromas without distractions like your phone or TV. It's about appreciating the nourishment you're receiving and connecting with the experience of eating. Trust me, it can transform even a simple sandwich into a delicious delight. Finally, we have gratitude journaling. This involves taking a few minutes each day to jot down things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a sunny morning to a supportive friend, a good cup of coffee, or even just the feeling of clean sheets on your bed. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and create a more optimistic outlook. Speaking of gratitude, remember that time when I was totally stressed out about an upcoming deadline? I felt like my brain was on fire. But then I took a few deep breaths, did a quick body scan meditation, and started listing things I was grateful for, like having a roof over my head, amazing friends, and the ability to create this podcast. It wasn't magic, but it totally helped me calm down and refocus. Okay, so what's the takeaway? Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, conscious choices to bring more awareness and intention into your day. By incorporating these techniques into your routine, you can quiet the mental chatter, reduce stress, and cultivate a greater sense of peace and well-being. So, go out there, be present, and remember, your phone isn't the villain, it's just a tool. You hold the power to choose how you use it and how you show up in your life. And that's what truly matters. Now, get out there and rock your mindful day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mindfulness boost, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.